In tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature, scientists report progress in their quest for an artificial nose. The laboratory device shows promise in recognizing odors, although, as NPR's Dan Charles reports, the equipment has a long way to go before it comes close to the performance of a human nose, let alone the nose of a dog.
Smell never gets the same attention as high-profile senses like sight or hearing, even from the scientific community. Nate Lewis at the California Institute of Technology says that's what actually got him interested.
We can take pictures and they roughly model the sense of vision, and we can press on things and model the sense of touch, and we can make mechanical ears, but we don't really know anything about how people smell or taste, and I just decided it would be a good thing to do some experiments in an area that no one knows much about.
Chemists have created equipment to detect specific chemicals. That's important for catching leaks at chemical plants, for instance, or detecting rising levels of carbon monoxide in a house. The nose, though, does something different. The smells it recognizes are really mixtures of hundreds of different aromatic chemicals.
For complex mixtures like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Starbucks coffee, you don't necessarily need to know that there are 700 different compounds in there, all of specific concentrations. You want to know if it smells the same as it did yesterday, or if it's the same as the other product or not.
You just want to recognize the pattern somehow.
That's correct, which is what we think that biologically the olfactory system actually does.
There are millions of cells in our nose that react to odors, but they aren't sensors for individual chemicals. They seem to respond to all sorts of smelly substances. When a person sniffs a rose, half of those cells may fire off signals toward the brain. Somehow, the brain is able to recognize the particular pattern of signals from those millions of cells as the smell of a rose. Scientists are now trying to approach the problem the same way, with sensors that produce complex patterns of electrical signals or of light. David Walt, for instance, at Tufts University in Boston, uses an array of sensors that are stuck on the ends of optical fibers, transparent filaments that carry light.
What we do is we place very tiny spots of polymers, called plastics, in very precise arrangement on the tip of the optical fiber. And those spots contain a fluorescent indicator.
A tiny bit of dye, actually, that glows in the presence of light. But when the tips of these optical fibers are exposed to chemicals in the air, the color of light that each bit of dye puts out changes a bit. Different bits of dye react in slightly different ways, and when all of them are exposed to a mixture of chemicals, the array of plastic dots produces a distinctive pattern of color.
So it's very similar to the olfactory system in the respect that what we're doing is we're taking an array of a large number of sensors, all of which respond to many, many different substances, and then use the pattern that's generated from those sensors to provide us with the input that allows us to make the chemical characterization.
In its first tests, the apparatus recognized particular mixtures of chemicals and even identified a few specific ones, like benzene. Walt is confident this approach, mimicking odors with a pattern of light, will prove superior to other laboratory noses people have built. But Walt says he hasn't actually tested it yet on real-world smells, like blue cheese, say, or a locker room. Nate Lewis at Caltech has turned his equipment loose on food and beverages, especially on beverages, trying to tell the difference between them.
We can do wine from beer. We can do different types of beers. We can do a variety. We can tell fish rotting with thyme, and we can tell roses from fish. So we've done a lot of those human smells.
And even though these electronic noses are light years away from being able to do all a human nose does, Nate Lewis is confident there's a bright commercial future for them. Smell is important in the success of lots of products, he says. Someday, perhaps, an artificial nose may make sure food in the refrigerator isn't going bad, that the coffee is still fresh, and that leather seats being installed on an assembly line are all of the same high quality. This is Dan Charles in Washington.